Again, in my metaphor, the light of the sun is God the Son, Jesus Christ. It is Jesus that became visible on planet Earth and let us see what God is like. However, without light, life cannot exist, can it? So it takes both the source and the light for life to exist on Earth. It takes both God and the Son of God for life to exist on Earth. The third aspect that is essential from the sun for life to exist on this planet is heat. It is the warmth or the heat from the sun that you feel. And this weekend, some of us have felt it more than others, I'm sure. The sun's heat is like the Holy Spirit. The sun's heat is like the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the presence of God that you feel. What happens on earth is done through the Spirit and is accomplished through God the Spirit. Genesis says in the creation story that the earth was formless and void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. That was in the beginning of creation. Today we're celebrating the beginning of the church, and once again, guess what? Acts tells us that a sound like the rush of a violent wind filled the entire house. So in the beginning of creation, there was this wind, and at the beginning or birth of the church, there was also this aspect of wind, the Holy Spirit. A sound like the rush of violent wind filled the entire house. So, I don't know if you noticed, but there is a simple scripture in Acts that I tend to overread, or have tended all my life to overread until here lately. When the day of Pentecost had come. You ever read that before? Now, in the church, we don't think much about that, right? Pentecost has been happening for us for 2,000 some years, right? But what's interesting is the Jews, they already celebrated Pentecost. Did you ever think of that? So, when we think about it like this, what is Pentecost? What is Pentecost? It's actually translated 50th day and was used by the diaspora Jews for a day-long harvest festival. It was better known as the Feast of Weeks. Feast of Weeks. And it was always scheduled 50 days after Passover. Now, you all know what Passover is, right? You hear me say this often whenever we take communion, right? You remember what I'm talking about? Do I need to say it even more than I already do, right? I just don't want to make you guys tired of hearing it, right? When the Jews were in Egypt, right? God told Moses that God's going to send the angel of death. And the Jews have to put the blood of the lamb, over their doorpost. Remember that? Now, does this sound familiar with Christendom? You have to put the blood of the lamb over your doorpost, and the angel of death will pass over your household. Does that ring some bells to you? All right, so the Jews celebrated this in what's called Passover. Why? Because the angel of death passed over them, and the reason why the angel of death passed over their household is because they put the blood of the lamb on their doorpost. I hope you're hearing some things here, all right? So, they celebrated Pentecost 50 days after Passover, and they called it the Feast of Weeks. You see, on Pentecost, when they harvested winter wheat and had this celebration, the Jews also commemorated God giving Moses the law at Mount Sinai, which happened about 1400 BC. Every year, they would celebrate this Festival of Weeks, or Pentecost. Now, you see, God is clever. God is very clever. Now, most of you probably know this by now. But you see, God didn't have to pay for advertising or anything. Why? Because they were all gathered. Thousands of people were gathered in Jerusalem. God didn't have to put out the call, did He? They were all there for Pentecost anyway, weren't they? So they were there within shouting distance to hear the Holy Spirit fall on the apostles and the new Jesus movement. You see, God is pretty clever. Jews were already gathered for Pentecost. So on this Pentecost holiday, when all of those who followed Jesus were waiting and praying, and when most of the Jews from around the world of the day, around the Mediterranean, were gathered in Jerusalem, God ordained that particular moment. God, I would have a feeling He'd planned it for years and years, and maybe since the beginning of creation. Amen? God ordained that particular moment to anoint the Holy Spirit on the new church. And it caused quite a stir. Now, I've noticed something in church work. When God's involved, usually there is quite a stir, isn't there?